Strange Adventure.
The Powder River Express roared through the raging blizzard that swept like a blinding curtain through Coquille Pass. Engineer Parker gazed out of the cab window of the giant locomotive, his eyes straining against the storm. He knew that he had to highball the heavy train to reach North Bend on time. He opened the throttle another notch and turned to his fireman.
Shovel her in, Joe. We've got to make time before the tracks bank up on us.
The engineer thought of the long downgrade curve a few miles ahead and pondered a moment on what to do. Normally, all trains slowed down for it, but Parker remembered the importance of getting into North Bend. His hand remained steady on the throttle. Joe, the fireman, leaned back against the tender and watched the black outlines of the trees and telegraph poles speed past.
Hey, Parker, ain't we going to slow down for the Granville curve?
The engineer drew his head back into the cab and rubbed the snow from his goggles.
We'll slow when we get close to North Bend Station. We've got to beat this blizzard, son.
Joe thought of the long string of coaches they were pulling, thought also of the scores of sleeping passengers. He shook his head dismally. Then Parker heard something that made him grab for the brake valve. The wheel screamed on the cold rails as the train jerked to a stop. On the airline, there had come two sharp, imperative blasts. The signal meant stop, and stop fast. The brakeman and conductor leaped to the ground and raced along the train till they reached the engine. The short, fat conductor stopped, breathing heavily from the exertion.
What's wrong, Parker? What happened?
Parker leaned out the cab window.
You pulled the airline, didn't you? You're hearing things, Parker. We didn't pull any airline.
The puzzled trainman questioned every member of the crew, but no one was able to solve the mystery of the phantom signal. The airline was inspected and was found to work perfectly. There seemed to be no way it could have made the signal itself. The crew finally gave up, and the engineer got the train moving again. It was hard to pick up speed, and the train was barely moving when it rounded Granville Curve. Parker peered anxiously ahead. Then, with an expression of fear and surprise, he grabbed for the brake valve. Looming out of the darkness ahead was a locomotive, a black, silent obstacle in the path of the express. Parker scrambled down from the cab and ran forward to the strange locomotive and made the startling discovery that there was nobody aboard, though a banked fire burned beneath the boiler. It was a runaway. He coupled onto it and shoved it ahead to North Bend Station. At the station, he found what had apparently happened. The locomotive had been used as a helper to get heavy trains over the grades and had been pulled into a siding for the night. The brakes had somehow let go, and the runaway had moved out onto the main line. Parker and his crew stared at each other in amazement as they thought of their narrow escape. But they were also amazed at the thought of the phantom signal that had saved their lives. There was no answer to the question of who pulled the signal cord. Parker turned to his friends.
Say, don't you believe in guardian angels, boys?
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.